talk, we are going to let you hear from an interview we did with people who live here. You'll pass a public footpath sign, don't go there.
You'll pass Knight's Cottage. Then on your left, you will see an oak tree with three trunks next to a small path. Stop there.
What was it like growing up in Calverton?
Fantastic. I loved Calverton. When I was your age, we was free to go everywhere and do everything. And we all went in big groups all over the village all the time. There was very, very few cars, so there wasn't much danger. And all the kids were known by all the parents. Everybody knew everybody, so you couldn't do anything naughty.
Have you ever been told off by anyone's parents?
Oh, yes. We were regularly told. It came to that everybody seemed to be your parent. All the adults had a say. If you was being up to no good, they knew who you were and who to talk to, and they would tell you was in trouble.
It was really fun. There was a lot of space to be able to play. We used to go down to the woods and play hide and seek in the woods and climbing trees and things like that. It was really, really fun.
What jobs did you think you would have when you were little?
Well, I wanted to be a hairdresser. And I left school at 15. I was the last year to leave at 15. After that, you got to stay on till you were 16. So I got a job at the hairdressers that was in the village, and it was called Hannah Law's Hairdressers. She was a German lady who'd come over when the war finished and married her husband, who was in the army. And that was my first job of many.
When I was younger, my dad, my uncle and my granddad all worked down the pit, which is just at the side of Top Club. And they used to go down under the ground and dig for coal so that people in the village was able to have heat. And they had open fires. They didn't have a lot of central heating, so they would have to have a fire that would then, the smoke would go up the chimney and it would warm their houses up. Calverton used to smell differently because pretty much every single house had an open fire, so there was an awful lot of smoke coming out of everybody's chimneys. It still looked beautiful, but it just used to smell a bit more smoky.
My dad was a miner. I came out of school. My dad didn't want me to go to work in the mine because nobody wanted to work in the mine, really. But it was a really good job.
Was it really hot when you were down in the mine?
It was all depending on where you were in the mine. If you were near to the shaft side, on the inlet side, where the air came down the shaft, it was freezing. We had the coldest mine in Europe. It was freezing. Everybody who worked in that area had a dewdrop on the nose because they had snotty noses. But as the further you went away from where the air came down, then the air got mixed in with the heat from machineries and the gases, so it got very, very warm. To where if you was right at the end of where the mine were, probably 4 or 5 miles away from the shaft side, it was extremely hot, where you worked in your underpants all day because it was too hot.
What did Calverton look like when you were younger?
When I came to Calverton, there wasn't any shops in the square. They weren't built. We had mostly little shops on corners and that sort of thing. There was a shop on Burner Pool where you went down into a cellar and bought your fruit and vegetables, and lots of sweet shops too.
Did you like Calverton when you were younger?
I had lots of friends, and we used to play at the park, Main Street Park, and we used to play at the back of the park on the hills, and it used to be really clay hills, and we used to take sandbags and slide down the clay hills at the back of the park.
Before all the estates started to sprout out, it was all farmland. There was only the top estate and the bottom estate and a bit on Main Street that was running when we was kids. Everything else was farms. Yeah, it was very, very agricultural.
when we came to Calverton, we came because the pits were closed at Durham. And they'd built all the coal board houses and things, and the old Calverton village people didn't like it, which you can understand. They used to live in a lovely little quiet village, and then all these people had moved in and they'd sunk the pit, so didn't like it much. There was an old cobbler's on the main street. I don't know if you remember that. And he used to refuse to cobble the men's shoes who came from up north. Just little things like that, yeah.
What animals was there back in the olden times?
I'm thankfully not that old. There was more farmland than there is nowadays because there's a lot more houses that have been built.
We used to regularly, in summer holidays, in the harvest season, all the kids in the village would be out on the fields helping the farmers baling the straws.
Things like pea picking and strawberry picking, potato picking in the school holidays.
We would often go to the farms and play around with the cattle and the sheep. In lambing season, we would help with the lambs. The whole of Kelvin was one big playground for us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You should be at or near to the oak tree with three trunks next to a small path.
On your right-hand side, you'll soon see a footpath. That's where we're going.
When you get there, go to the next track.